Hello, and welcome to the Nonfiction Authors Podcast. I'm Carla King, your host, and before we start, I'd like to invite you to go to the Freebies tab at nonfictionauthorsassociation.com to check out our free reports. We develop these reports to help you figure out things like ISBNs, distribution, optimizing book sales on Amazon, generating book reviews, growing your email list, and we provide checklists on things like publishing and book launches. Now stay tuned for this week's guest. Hello, and welcome to the Nonfiction Authors Podcast. Today, we're talking with Grant Faulkner about how nonfiction authors can benefit from November's NaNoWriMo Creative Writing Challenge. But first, this podcast is brought to you by the Nonfiction Authors Association, a supportive community where writers connect, exchange ideas, and learn how to write, publish, promote, and profit with nonfiction books. Subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast app and visit our website to find transcripts, show notes, and links to all of our episodes. You can explore our membership options and download free reports, search the archives, and get answers to your writing and publishing questions at nonfictionauthorsassociation.com. Now, I'd like to introduce our guest. Grant Faulkner is the executive director of National Novel Writing Month, NaNoWriMo, and is the co-founder of 100 Word Story. He's published 3 books on writing. His latest is The Art of Brevity, Crafting the Very Short Story. And previously, he's published Pep Talks for Writers, 52 Insights and Actions to Boost Your Creative Mojo, and Brave the Page, a Teen Writing Guide. He's published 2 collections of short stories, writes for dozens of literary magazines, and contributed essays on creativity for publications about writing. Grant serves on the National Writing Project's Writers Council, Lit Camp's Advisory Council, and Aspen Word's Creative Council. He's also the co-host of the podcast Write Minded. Find out more at grantfaulkner.com and find out about NaNoWriMo at nanowrimo.org. Hi, Grant. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Carla. And you know what? I wasn't doing a strict word count, but I could have sworn that your bio for me, your introduction was exactly 100 words. Is that true?
I don't know. I'm going to have to count. My goodness. I guess you would know by now.
Yeah, I can auditorily detect when something's exactly 100 words.
Oh, you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on. I can't wait to talk about writing in general and nonfiction writing in particular.
Well, thanks. And I just have to say, while we're on the 100 word count topic, that I've been trying to write short like that, and I can just get to 500 words and it's very hard for me to cut it, but I can see how it really makes your long form writing much more succinct. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think most of our writing instruction and most of our training as writers is to write longer and longer. And we are rarely taught to write short. And I think when we learn to write short and learn that to really hone those skills of revision and editing, especially our writing gets a lot better.
I agree. And Mark Twain said something like that, right? I didn't have time to write a short letter.
I would have written this shorter if only I'd had more time. Because the irony is to write something shorter, it takes more time.
And that goes for fiction and nonfiction. Lots and lots of fiction writers wait for NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month, all year long. But a lot of nonfiction writers miss it completely because they just think it's not for them. So can you tell us first what NaNoWriMo is all about in a nutshell, and then we'll delve into why nonfiction writers might want to join.
Yeah. NaNoWriMo is really about a thousand things, and I'm not going to go into all thousand. I'll try to do it in 2 or 3 things. I guess first, it's a simple challenge to write 50,000 words in 30 days in November. And so that's an interesting challenge because that's 1,667 words a day, which is doable, but it's a stretch. It's hard to do. It's a good stretch, though. It's like kind of the perfect kind of stretch, I think, for most people. With that in mind, NaNoWriMo is one part writing boot camp. You got to show up, you got to develop the discipline, the determination, the diligence to hit your word count every day. but it's one part rollicking writing party. And I think that's the magic of it, is these two crucial ingredients of writing. And the rollicking party part is that, well, one, we like writing to be fun. It doesn't have to be this anguishing thing. And the way we make it fun is to write with others. And the way we do that is we have a bunch of different ways to involve yourself with the community on our website. And hashtag NaNoWriMo is generally trending on most social media platforms. And then we have 1,000 volunteers around the world. So maybe even where you are in Chiang Mai, Carla, and they organize writing gatherings where people come together to write together. And part of the reason they write together is that when you write together, you build in an accountability system. You also build in fun and collaboration. And we also work with 1,200 libraries who do something similar. They develop writing communities around NaNoWriMo. And we have a young writers program where nearly 100,000 kids and teens and teachers take part in a different version on a different website or young writers program site. So I think that's it in a nutshell, but there's much more. And All nonfiction writers should sign up. don't let the word novel intimidate you. I think everything is a story in the end. So nonfiction books qualify.
Okay, so everything is a story. And nonfiction, you're right, is a story. It's easy to segue that into memoir writing because we're writing stories about our experience. And that's similar to a novel because with memoir, you use novelistic structure and plot lines, writing like how-to books and business books and psychology books and sports books and things like that.
All of which have been written during NaNoWriMo. We've had PhD dissertations written during November. And I think that's because of the premise. It really is a magical premise. If you haven't done it before, the challenge to write 50,000 words in 30 days, you know, to do that, to write that, I said it took determination and diligence to write nearly 1,700 words a day. But it also takes an attention to moving things forward, not to get stuck, not to make a paragraph perfect, but to try to get to the end of your story and to progress and to end with something looking close to a full draft, because you can edit later. And the premise being is that a lot of people get their perfectionist inner critics take over the writing process. And so they have a hard time moving their story forward. And because there's this pressure to keep your word count going up, that's one technique to get rid of your inner critic or your inner perfectionist, and to write with abandon, and as we say. And by writing with abandon, it's interesting. And this goes for how-to books or fantasy novels, is that it's almost like an improv writing technique. The one rule of being an improv actor is to say yes and to whatever comes your way from other actors on stage. The same thing with NaNoWriMo is to say yes to your ideas and to write them and explore them and to take a chance on them and experiment with them. The irony is that writing for quantity instead of quality often leads to both. You don't have to distrust writing a lot of words, because doing a lot of words, there's this old saying that the team who takes the most shots tends to win the game. And so writing a lot of words and focusing on the forward momentum of your book helps produce a lot of great ideas.
In my work as an editor, I often coach writers to write unfiltered, because in the first draft, especially, because it's hard to go back later and add in the depth and the real core feelings. But when you're first writing it, it's fresh and very raw, and you can always edit it out later.
Those are crucial words, raw, unfiltered. You said a couple others that I've now forgotten. But I always say the best writing is the writing that's the most vulnerable, the most open. And I think there is, when I said that NaNoWriMo is an improvisational writing exercise, I think that's a way to get to the most vulnerable, the most fresh. You said fresh. And so I think that the reason I say that is because you are, again, getting rid of your inner critic. You're not like questioning things so much. You're just getting the words down on the page. And yeah, they might be more raw, but that doesn't mean they're worse.
And you don't have to share your writing if you don't want to. Is there a venue to share your writing, or generally is it all about word count?
I think everybody has different needs for what they share and how sharing can motivate them. But these write-ins, right, or these writing gatherings, oftentimes people do share their writing. Sometimes they do it, though, in a kind of very self-deprecating way where they're poking fun at their own writing or saying, look at this ridiculous sentence I wrote. We do have ways to share the writing. We have writing groups where you can form writing groups with your friends on the website. But generally, it's more about writing the novel than sharing it at this point. We very much encourage revision, too.
When I was exploring NaNoWriMo.org this morning, I realized that 3 years ago, I signed up for it. And I'm in Chiang Mai for a few months to finish my book. So this comes at exactly the right time, Grant.
Oh, cool.
It's gorgeous here, and it's the time to visit, so yay. And I have 482 words that I wrote 3 years
right.
ago.
Yeah. You only have to write 49,512.
Exactly.
This time.
Well, I've been working hard. I'm in the middle of my book, which is a third draft. And I think it's my final draft. And I think I'm actually going to finish it in November.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels really good. I am adding in things from my journals. And I'm looking at the site, so I already have an account. So let's go through what you have to do and what happens inside the website. And it's free as well, so it doesn't cost anything.
Everything's free. We believe that everybody's story matters, and we want to provide access to them to be able to put their story into the world. So yeah, it will always be free.
Great. So you log in, you just sign up, and then you just start writing. What happens then? You're faced with a blank screen. What's going on?
You can just start writing, but we advise you to enter your writing project. And so it's like a social media platform. You'll see buttons to click on the site that will guide you to putting in a title and a genre and different things about your novel. And then I think the second thing you should do after that is to go to this section where it's called Find a Region. It's under the, the community tab. And the reason I say that is that when I mentioned those volunteers who are around the world, that's where you go in and you say, like, you would sign up for the Chiang Mai region. I will sign up for the Berkeley region and or the East Bay region, rather. Then you start receiving emails from your local groups and they organize all different types of gatherings. So at least you know what's out there. I do just want to espouse the benefits of a writing community. I mean, I think we could do a whole podcast on that. But NaNoWriMo is very rooted in communities. But then, after you start writing your novel, you keep coming back to the site, you enter your word count every day. One thing that I find interesting about tracking your word count is it is offers an implicit reward. They've actually done psychological studies on this, is that watching your word count graph go up every day, like people get obsessed with that. And a lot of writers give themselves rewards, like, I don't know, chocolate at the end of writing 1,000 words or something, some sort of incentive. But implicit rewards are more motivating than external rewards. So something to think about.
It is an endorphin rush, right? They've studied this about social media and all kinds of things that you shouldn't be doing when you're writing. So why not use the endorphin rush to write, right?
Exactly.
For the word count.
Exactly. One thing we recommend that people tell other people that they're writing a novel, announce it to the world, be proud that you're doing it. And that's for a couple of reasons. Again, this has been psychologically proven that the best way to succeed at something like this is to tell other people, because you don't want to bump into your friends at the grocery store and have them ask you about your novel and then say that you quit or that you only wrote 482 words. Friendly peer pressure is very motivating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also seeing posts on the site and groups, badges.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So another way of getting rewards or these implicit rewards is that we've gamified writing. There are all sorts of badges you can get for both writing behavior, like encouraging a friend, or badges like milestone badges. And so people work really hard for a digital online badge. Again, it's that little digital reward that keeps us going.
Right.
And writing is about hitting milestones, right? Whether it's page counts or word count, like you.
Absolutely. I'm going for a chapter a day.
Yeah. And how long are your chapters?
Oh, you know, I'm not counting words right now. I'm just trying to get the story done. It will be interesting to input my chapters into the site, right? So what if I start off with 20,000 words? That's okay, right? I'm half done.
Yeah. Or you can go to 70,000, right? If you want to do.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. So you just add on to what you've already developed.
Yeah.
So there's a place for newbies that tells you how to get started.
We have online forums where there are all sorts of different entry points and different forum threads and groupings of people. So you can definitely find a home in our forums and online with us. There's even a Nano Rebel forum, and the Nano Rebel forum is technically for people who are not writing novels. And so if you're a nonfiction writer, you can join the Nano Rebels.
I see. Okay. There's also some good help. There's prepping and outlining, grammar and style, characters, Appalachian Station. What is that? Is that for wine?
You're digging through our forums. Our forums are just a vast kingdom of any writing topic. You can get any writing topic under the sun. They're infinite. I have not explored our entire forums, but the Appalachian Station, they're really fun because people ask, what should I call my novel? What should I title my novel? What character names should I use? Things like that.
So then you've got writing buddies, channels, and chats. People use this to chat with each other. They join a group, perhaps, and there's a group chat. Is that what that's all about?
Yep, exactly. It's like a social media site. So you can friend people, which we call them buddies. You can form writing groups with people, do your own online writing groups, and that's throughout the year. Everything we do actually is throughout the year. That's one thing I should say. It's not just during the month of November. We believe that a goal and a deadline is a creative midwife. And so you can set up different parameters for your goal and deadline to fit your life at any point during the year. So if you want to start 2024 with a 12-month goal of writing 100,000 words, you can do that. If you want to write just 10,000 words in the month of January, you can do that.
I love that, the creative midwife. So you birth the book right here and then you raise it for a year until it's out into the world. Yeah. You've got a lot of sponsors and people that make it easier to write by offering discounts or freebies.
We have sponsors, and the sponsors offer different entry points for to use their products or services and special discounts just for NaNoWriMo writers. Every year we have a really healthy number of companies in the writing ecosystem. It's amazing to me in my life as a writer where there didn't used to be all of these different tools. And now there's just so many tools, and I discover new tools every year. And so they're really fun to offer our writers.
Yeah, everybody's got their favorite tool. Some people like the plain page. Some people like the prompts and the plot development tools.
What's your favorite writing tool?
My favorite writing tool. Wow. I love Scrivener for outlining, but then I don't like it for sharing because it loses a lot of formatting when you port it over to Google Docs. But I like Google Docs for sharing. I've liked Beta Books in the past for sharing beta. There's a new product, Butter Docs, which seems really promising. I've used Fictionary for testing plot and Grammarly, and I love Pro Writing Aid, especially for editing. I don't know. How about you? Do those sound familiar to you?
All of those companies are NaNoWriMo sponsors or have been. Scrivener, interesting story about Scrivener. It was developed by a NaNoWriMo writer. A lot of NaNoWriMo writers have gone on to develop a lot of the writing tools and services. Mm-hmm. He was dissatisfied with the writing software that was available to him. So he made his own, and it turned into Scrivener. My favorite writing tool is probably still my Dr. Grip Pilot pen and a journal. Yeah, I really, despite all the pressures of writing fast during NaNoWriMo, I like to take more and more breaks from my computer and screens and to explore ideas on the page.
Do you feel like writing with a pen is a different, like it creates a different kind of story than typing?
I like to do both, of course, but I like to take breaks and write with a pen because it's so tactile and it slows down your thoughts. And so I find my thoughts are better or more nuanced and rounder with the pen. So yeah, I like to go back and forth. I like to juggle my environments and my tools.
I love that. I have three journals with me. I have one for business. I have one for ideas for my book and creative writing. And I have one for journaling. And sometimes I get them mixed up. Oftentimes I can't read my own writing later, especially if I think something up at night. So I'm speaking it into my smartphone as well, which has helped
Amazing.
A lot.
Yeah. It's very cool. The amount of tools we have, especially just on the phone. I know right. one NaNoWriMo writer once who wrote his entire novel on his phone. It's quite an achievement.
Well, especially nonfiction writers, some of them say, I'm not really a writer, I'm an author. And maybe we can talk about the difference between the two things. I think most novelists are writers, and most memoirists, I think, are probably really enjoy the writing process. And many nonfiction authors or writers or bloggers are speakers, they're business people, and they think they don't have the time to write, but they can dictate a blog post or a story or a chapter in the car or during a walk or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't get that distinction between writers and authors. I'm not sure if I know the meaning. I always thought like people called themselves authors once they're published, perhaps. And that was the distinguishing degree. But I think everybody should embrace the term writer. A lot of people have a hesitancy to call themselves writers. And I think we've made writing perhaps a little too precious. And a little too much like people feel like they have to go get training or a certificate or an MFA to be a writer. And really, our definition is if you write, you are a writer. And I think the more that people claim that and embrace that and call themselves writers, then they'll be more confident and they'll be better writers. And they'll write more, actually, by calling themselves that. It's about the joy and the meaning of your story and finding your story and putting your voice in the world.
Well, any last tips, Grant, for joining NaNoWriMo, especially for nonfiction authors before we sign off?
Yeah, I think for nonfiction authors, again, don't be intimidated by the fact that it's National Novel Writing Month. There is a place for you. And I think that everything about NaNoWriMo, whether it's the goal and the deadline, being a creative midwife, whether it's putting in your word count every day, whether it's joining the community, all these things work for nonfiction writers as well. Even leaping into your nonfiction. We didn't talk about outlining or planning versus pantsing, as we call it. Some novelists like to just pants their novel, write it by the seat of their pants. And some novelists like to do a meticulous outline. And I'm guessing a lot of nonfiction writers probably lean more into the outline. But what's interesting about an outline is it gives you direction. And like you're doing, you can write chapter by chapter. I would invite nonfiction authors to give it a whirl. It's a very different style of writing. It's experimental by nature. And so you might think it's not for you, but I think every writer should do it once just to experience it, just like everybody should dance the salsa once. Or the tango, or go to Chiang Mai. These are all wonderful experiences. And so we need to round ourselves out and always experiment with our creative process. Our creative process should not be a static set thing. It's something to play with.
Well, thanks so much, Grant. I know you work really hard on this to make it a success all year round, and it's grown and grown and grown so much over the years. Really happy to spread the word about it to nonfiction authors.
Cool. Thank you for doing that. We welcome them all, and I hope to see them and you in NaNoWriMo land.
I'll be there. And yes, nonfiction authors, thank you for listening. And thank you to the professionals who help us succeed. And remember, keep writing and publishing. The world needs your experience and expertise. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Nonfiction Authors Podcast. You can find the transcript, show notes, and links for this episode on the Courses and Events tab at nonfictionauthorsassociation.com. While you're there, please check out our membership options. We've negotiated discounts for our members that can more than pay for your membership fees, such as 20% off editing and 10% off audiobook production, 33% off our master courses, discounts for printing, publishing, and website development, and discounts from Office Depot as high as 80%. We send out an author advisor email every Friday that includes media leads to everything from periodicals to podcasts where you can promote your book. Members can also participate in our very popular mastermind group we call the Author Brainstorm Exchange, and you'll get access to our private community too. We have a year-round nonfiction book awards program, an annual nonfiction writers conference, classes, and master courses on book marketing, book publishing, and book promotion, all of which come with optional professional certification for author assistants, consultants, coaches, and others who help authors succeed. There's a lot more to explore at nonfictionauthorsassociation.com. We hope to see you there.